I wasn't going to preach at all today, but since it is the 7th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, if you'll permit me, I'll say just a few words about that. On this hour, 7 years ago, the Twin Towers were in flames. Let me just review the timeline for you, because at this very time of day, our nation was in a two-hour period which changed history. 8:45 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. 9:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. By the way, I'd encourage you to look at your watch. It's 9:50 a.m. right now. 9:40, the time when our service this morning started, the FAA halts all flight operations at U.S. airports, the first time in history that that has happened. 9:43, American Airlines Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon. 10:05, the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses. 10:10, United Airlines Flight 93 crashes in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. And 10:28 a.m., about 40 minutes from now, the World Trade Center's North Tower collapses. Now, yesterday in chapel, we heard that we carry death with us. Professor Bierman asked you, what dead thing did you bring to chapel? But the events of today, 7 years ago, remind us that not only do we carry death with us, but death attacks us from the outside. Death attacks us from the evil of others, and ultimately from the evil of the one who was a murderer from the beginning. God's response to this is another timeline. A timeline not of terror, but of life. And I'll give you that timeline in the words of Melito of Sardis in one of the oldest Christian sermons that we have. This dates from the 2nd century. As we remember mass murder 7 years ago, we hear Melito proclaim to us who it was who was murdered on the cross. "This is he," Melito says, "who made the heavens and the earth and formed humanity in the beginning, who was announced by the law and the prophets, who was enfleshed in a virgin, who was hanged on a tree, who was buried in the earth, who was raised from the dead and went up into the heights of heaven, who is sitting on the right hand of the Father, who has the authority to judge and save all things, through whom the Father made the things which exist from the beginning to all the ages. This is the one, the Alpha and the Omega. This one is the beginning and the end, the beginning which cannot be explained, and the end which cannot be grasped. This one is the Christ. This one is the King. This one is Jesus. This one is the leader. This one is the Lord. This one is he who has risen from the dead. This one is he who sits on the right hand of the Father. He bears the Father and is born by the Father. To him be the glory and the power to the ends of the ages. Amen."